Okay, today is Daf Tzadik Vav. We're on Tzadik Ham and Bays. Bottom line, Boy Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi asked the following question: Dachaku Tamei Mesim. Now, Tamei Mesim are, let's say, Rove of the Klai Yisrael is Tamei Mesim, right? So they're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. They're allowed to even be at the, on the Beit Hamikdash. Allowed to be there, right? So let's say they push themselves in. Va'achlu Emurei HaPesach Haba B'Tumah, and they eat the Emurin, which is normally burned on the Mizbeach. So, Mahu, what's the story? What do you mean, what's the story? It says Rashi, Mi Mechayev Mishim Ochle Kodshim B'Tuma Olo. Are they Mechayev? Are they Chayev for eating Kodshim B'Tuma or not? Mi De Ishtere Tumas Basar. Since Tumas Basar's Mutter, Ishtere Nami Tumas Emurin. So the Emurin's also Mutter. Says Rashi, second, top white line there. You're not chayy for eating it betumah. But afal gaf, even though gezunt daasiri mishum zarus, you're still a zar. The chol zar lo yochal kodesh. You're not allowed to eat it regardless, but you're not allowed to eat it because you're not allowed to eat that, not because of tumah issues. O dilma, or maybe back in the Gemara, my de ishtri ishtri, my de lo ishtri lo ishtri. What's mutter is mutter. What's not mutter is not mutter. As Mati said, what's the question? Right? So Amar Rava Michti. Tumas Emurin, Mehecha Israbe. Where does that come from? That there's such a thing as Tumas Emurin. Mi Tumas Basar. It flows from the Tumas Basar. Dechziv, Asher Lashem, Larabos Es Emurin. So therefore, Kolhecha de Isi Tumas Basar, Isi Le Tumas Emurin. If this Tumas Basar, this Tumas Emurin, Vicholhecha de Letza Tumas Basar. And if there's no Tumas Basar, like a Karban Pesach where everyone's Tameh, less the Tumas Emurin, there'll be no Tumas Emurin. So it's a funny thing.
Can't be right. I don't get it. Let's say they weren't Tameh. They eat Emurin. It's an Aveira.
So
why would you think that if they're Tameh, they eat the same? Who cares? Why is Tumas?
That's why I read the Rashi. It's still an Aveira regarding a Zor. He's still not allowed to eat it.
Right.
But it's Tameh. So regarding that tumor, you're not gonna, it's not a problem.
You still get an issue for eating.
Correct. I know, it's what the funny. Boy Reb Zera.
So what's the answer?
What?
That's how we answer it?
Yeah. No issue.
No issue of tumor.
Right.
Another problem. What's the point? I mean, why would they eat the
next.
What they're basically doing is they're splitting up the Emurim into two parts.
Correct.
There's a Tumah part, and then there's Shachar Meaning Kaddish.
Correct. So the Tumah part doesn't count.
Right.
Because the Basar doesn't count.
Right.
But the other issues still count.
I don't even thought that there was that either.
I don't. I agree with you. Okay, next. Boy Reb Zera. Listen to this, Gemara. Emurei Pesach Mitzrayim Hecha Akterinu. The Emurim in Mitzrayim, where would they makter that? Now, there's a lot of questions to connect on this question. First of all, who cares? Second of all, one second. In Mitzrayim, what did they do with the Emurin?
There was no
Mizbeach.
Where did they burn it?
There is a story of that they did at Karban Pesach in Mitzrayim.
What do you mean afterwards?
After Mitzrayim was destroyed.
That's not that question. No, it's that night, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Oh, originally?
Yeah, that first night. Where did they burn the Emurin? That night. Where did they burn the Emurin? So, first of all, who cares?
Yeah.
So, no, my dahava hava. What kind of question is that?
Right.
Second of all, no, omale abaya man lemelon delo shivatziki avon. Who said they burned it? Maybe they roasted it. Who said that was also to eat? That to be burned. There was no mizbeach. Va'od hatana Rabbi Yosef gimel mizbeach asayisham. By the way, there were three mizbeachs there. Ala mashkov, the lintel, the al shtei mezuzos, and there's two side posts. Vesu also midiachmini lo hava. They had nothing else, right? Nothing else, right?
Wasn't the designation iron is claimed afterwards?
Yeah, it's a whole question. It's a very difficult question for many reasons.
Yeah.
You should just know that according to the Targum Yonason, who says that Hashem took every Jew in Mitzrayim to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, they brought the Karban Pesach there, and then they flew them all back. According to that Targum Yonasan, that doesn't fit with this Gemara. I'm trying to point that out to everybody. Right? That doesn't fit with this Gemara. Right? Tzachi Mernison says that. That doesn't really fit.
That's the only problem. Right?
What?
That's the only problem.
That's the only problem. I just want to point that out. This is a theory in Midrashim.
No, so they fooled them back with most of the animal.
What?
They fooled them back with most of the animal. They left the Emurim.
Exactly. Then it's not a kasha. They burnt the Emurim there. They had to get there. They got there on the clouds. Okay.
Not
having sure. Right. I would have gone coach for sure. Everyone
else would have gone. The Rishash points that out. I didn't make that up. No, that's not a coach. The Rishash points out that the Tiger Medicine doesn't fit with this Gemara. Okay. Next. This is another question. You have to always wonder, like, whenever the Gemara asks a question like that, like, what happened back then? Why is that relevant? No, it's interesting, historical. Why is it relevant? This whole Mishnah. Listen to this Mishnah. Ma ben Pesach Mitzrayim le Pesach Doros. What's the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Ladoros? So the truth is, it doesn't matter what the differences are because we don't have Pesach Mitzrayim anymore. There was only one time in history. But from the answer, you can see, like, for example, one of the things was Pesach Mitzrayim, they have to eat it quickly. Is there a din you have to eat your carb Pesach quickly every night, every year? There's no din like that. So the Gemara...
You have Tucker.
Fine. But the point is that by asking the question like this, you learn certain halachos... That you might have been misled to say, oh, I did it then, we should do it now also. So what's the difference? So Pesach Mitzrayim Machu Ba'al Ba'asar. Pesach Mitzrayim was taken on the 10th day. Right? But now you have to take your carbon Pesach on the 10th day? There's no deal like that. Mito'o Nazo Ba'gudas Ezel. Not only that, they sprinkled with Agudas Ezel. Right? With grass. You don't do that every year. That was a one-time thing. Ve'alamashkov. You put the blood on the mashkov. You don't do that every year. V'alshtei mezuzos. You don't do that every year. V'nechol b'chibatzon. And you have to eat it quickly. B'layla echad on that night. Right? So I would say, well, I did it in Mitzrayim. I'll put the blood on the mashkov. I'm going to do the same thing in my house. No, there's something like that.
It's not even your house. Your rental house.
Here. Exactly. And last one. U'pesach doros. The Pesach doros. Noed kol shiva. Applies for 7 days. So by the way, what does that mean? Because nobody holds that the carbon Pesach can be eaten for 7 days. So what does that last line mean? The Gemara will ask that question. Minolan, how do you know that the carbon Pesach was taken on the 10th day of the month back then? The Chassid, it says, Dabro kol das Yisrael, leimor be'etzel ha'chodesh ha'vi'ichu. It's a parashat pasuk. Zeh mikhu miba'asar. Only that one has to be taken on the 10th day. Ve'ein Pesach doros mikhu ba'asar. But the Pesach doros does not have to be taken on the 10th day. The Gemara is going to ask the following question. We know that but throughout history, the Karban Tumid did have to have 4 days of Shemira to make sure it didn't have a mum. So what do you mean it only applied that one night? It applied every day. What kind of question is this? What kind of statement is this? Only then had they have 4 day checking. Not ever again. Now the Karban Tumid required it. So if the Karban Tumid required it, of course the Karban Pesach required it. That's what Gemara is going to ask now. El Me'ata, 1 minute. V'hoyu lochem l'mishmeres ad arba asar yom l'chodesh hazeh. Right? Hachanami zeh ton bikur dalad yomim kodem shechita. Only the Karban Pesach requires 4 days of checking. Vein ton acher ton bikur, and nothing else requires 4 days of checking. It's not true. V'tanya, ben Bagbag Omer. Ben Bagbag says, "Minayin with Talmud Shtar and Biker Dalad Yom Kol Mishchita. How do the Talmud requires 4 days of checking of examination? How do you know that?" Shneimar says, "Tishmeru lahakriv lo b'moado." Right? Yeah, that's in Parshas Pinchas by the Karban Talmud. Ulahalenu Omer, and it says, "V'hayu lachem l'mishmeres ad arba asar." It's a hekish. Ma'amatinu. Ma'alahal and ton biker dalad yom and kodem shechita. Afkan ton biker yom dalad yom and kodem shechita. Right? So if the carbon tumid l'doros forever requires 4 days of checking, right? Carbon Pesach Mishra required it. How can you say such a statement? Right? Shiny Hassam. No, it's different over there. Right? It's different over there. Even though it says hazeh, which only imply the Karban Pesach of one time in history. Tiktiv, Tishmeru. It says Tishmeru, right? Pesach Doros, Nami Aksiv. But the Pesach Doros, it says, Diksiv, it says, V'avadata es havoda hazos v'chodesh hazeh, which means, Sheyiyu kol avodos chodesh zeh kozeh. It should be like that one. So it's a special limud a special limud that the Karban Pesach Ludoros required 4 days of checking. Now, Ella, how...
Alright,
so if you didn't, you didn't, but you're supposed to. Ella hahu hazeh, so what does the word hazeh come to exclude? It says hazeh, this one, what about this one? Doesn't mean only this year, because every year. So limu'ute Pesach Sheni dekavaseh. It excludes the carb of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni did not require... What? Exactly. Exactly. Did not require it. Pesach Rishon, yeah, every year. Pesach Sheni did not require it. Elevayata, but 1 second. Now we're going to ask 15 questions. Every detail of a carbon Pesach. Elevayata, dechsiv, vachu was a basar balayla hazeh. Hachanami, dezeh nechal balayla, ve'ein achar nechal balayla. It says hazeh. So only that night has to be eaten that night, but every year you can eat it longer than that night. Amar Kra, that can't be right. And we know that every year it can be eaten that night. Amar Kra, Vavadato es Havoda. No, it says do the Avoda, which means whatever you did that night applies forever. Ela Hazeh Lomali. Then what does Hazeh come to exclude? What does it mean Hazeh? That means Lekidir Liyazah ben Azariah for Rabbi Akiva. What's that? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva have a machlokes how long you can eat the Karban Pesach. Does it stop at Chatzos or does it go till the morning? That's learned out of Hazeh. El Meyata Dechsev, it says, V'chol Orel lo yochel bo. Right? An Orel cannot eat it. Maybe it means he only can't eat that night, but later in life, later in history, they could. Hachanami, de bo eno ochel ava ochel Pesach l'doros? Right? That can't be right. Amar Kra, v'avarata. No, avarata. All the avot is the same. Ella bo.
You have a clear passage that
Orel
can't eat.
Only that night. It only says it that night. It's by all those hamitzvot, we're going to do every one. Every single one of those mitzvot, only on set on the Karban Pesach that night. How do I know they apply forever? V'avarata, the same avoda. Then why does it say bo? Kol orel yochel bo, can't eat that. Bo ein ochel, avu ochel b'matzah u'b'morar. Because an orel can't eat the Karban Pesach. But can he eat matzah? He can eat morar, right? It says, ben echel yochel bo, hachanam b'debo ein ochel, Ava ochel Pesach l'doros. What about a ben nechar? What's a ben nechar? Right, a ben nechar is a mumar. Doesn't mean he's a goy. He means he's a mumar. He doesn't believe. Amar Kras, same thing. Avadita. He has to do the avoda. So in other words, a ben nechar cannot eat the Karban Pesach l'doros. Ela bo lamali. Why does it say bo? Which implies only that one night. Bo hamarta das poseles. Yeah. If you're an apikoros, you can't eat the Karban Pesach. However, v'ein hamaras das poselos b'truma. But it won't possel you from eating truma. Think about it. There's no mitzvah like this, where if you don't have a bismillah, you can't do it. Guy doesn't have a bismillah, so therefore he can't shake a lulav. But one thing has to do with the other. It's nothing to do with each other. A guy's a mumar. So he can't shake a lulav? Just the opposite. He wants to shake a lulav. Get some spirituality in you. No, Karban Pesach is different. You don't have a bismillah, you can't. You're an aura, you're not a bikaris, you can't. What about eating matzah? Why not? What about eating truma? Why not? It's a funny thing.
No, it's not. Because if you think about it, the carbon, you have a different status. You're not, if you, for instance, don't have a bris, it says a czar, so you can't. That's part of the criteria for it.
Right, the question is why.
So that makes sense.
How come at Karban Pesach, all of a sudden you have these rules?
Somebody who's a mover for a shop, this is not real life behavior. So why do
you
have a mumar?
Okay,
why?
I hear you. So 100%. So a mumar cannot bring a Karban Pesach forever. Not just that one night, any night. Why does it say bo? Because a mumar can eat other kachim, can eat truma, other things. And by the way, vitrach lemichtav arel, vitrach lemichtav ben echar. They were both necessary. I couldn't learn one from the other. Why? The kachim rechmana arel. If it's our one who said arel, yeah, of course an arel can't eat. You know why? Mishum dimais. A guy doesn't have a bismillah. Now, we're not talking about a guy who's sick or a guy. We're talking about a person who's bemazed and doesn't have a bismillah. That's mois. That's repulsive. For amazing lashon. That's repulsive. Avo ben echar, lo mois. It's repulsive in a different kind of way. Ema lo. I would say that's not a problem. Tzvicha, Tar comes along and says, no, it's also a problem. Viashmin ben echar. Had it only said ben echar, havamin, I would have thought. Right? he doesn't have any, the intentions are totally wrong. Abel Arel, Dulu Hashemayim, Emelo, Tzicha, it's necessary. Elameata, Tosha V'Sachir, Lo Yochel Bo. It says Tosha V'Sachir, Lo Yochel Bo. Right? What's a Tosha V'Sachir? They're like these Goyim that are a little half Jewish and partial Jewish, right? With their residents. Hachanami, Debohu Ein Ochel, Abel Ochel Pesach L'Doros. So it says the same thing by them. They can't eat it tonight. That first Pesach, in forever, what about forever? They also can't.
What are they doing there?
What?
What's the Tosha
and Sachar doing? Maybe it was the Erev Rav. They want to be Jewish a little bit. So they're Goyim that live there. They keep some mitzvot. They don't keep all. So the answer is, they can't eat the Karban Pesach any year. But it says Bo. So, Omar Kra Vavadata. No, it says Vavadata. The same vote is the same. Ella Bo Lomali. What is it both? What does it say Bo for? Bo Hamoras Das Poseles. Ven Hamoras Das Poseles Petruma. Right, it's only possible for this, but not for Truma. So maybe if a Kohen owns them. I'm sorry. They're talking about the Kohen is a Mumar. If a Kohen's a Mumar, he can't. How do you get a Kohen?
Yeah, how do you get something over there? I'm talking about Toshin and stuff.
Yeah, what is it talking about? Yeah. Morris Dass all of a sudden.
Right, he said that,
yeah.
Morris answer seems incomprehensible.
Incomprehensible?
Yeah, because he's talking about a Toshin and stuff, and it brings in Hamaras Dass.
Yeah.
He really learned him. Rashi suggests to take out the whole thing for the, you don't go over the whole thing.
Fine.
That sounds good.
Elamayata, umalta otso oz yochal bo. You get a brismila, then you could do it. Hachanami de bo eno ochal avocha pesach ladoros. So I was thinking only then, amar kra, bavadata, elabo lamali. Why did it say bo? Bo, milas, zicharav, vaavadav, vaama keves. If you don't have a brismila, or even people in your household don't have a brismila, you can't eat the carbon pesach. The ain milas zicharav va'avadav ma'akev es petruva, but the nothing else is ma'akev.
You can't
eat the carbon pesach. We said that already. El me'ata dechsev etzem osish rubo, says you can't break a bone. Hachanami de bo eno shover av shover pesach l'doros. I can't break this night. Any night I could. The answer is no. Amarka va'avadata. That vote is the same. El bo l'amali. Why is it bo? Bo b'kosher v'lo b'pasul. The breaking of a bone only applies to a kosher carbon pesach, not a pasul carbon pesach. If you botch up the carbon pesach, you can break that bone. El miyata dechsev atoch l'menu na, mimenu yata ochel avotol na, ochel na pesach l'doros. What, half cooked, I can only not eat it that night, but later on I can? Amarka avarata. No, the same thing avarata, the vote is the same. El mimenu lamali. Why does it say mimenu? Look at the rabba amra b'yitzchak, to teach you the din of rabba in the name of b'yitzchak, that what? That just like an Orel can't eat the carbon pesach, he also can't eat meiser.
Basically, it's a review of the whole sefer.
Exactly. Next, v'nochal b'chipazon, and they ate it with haste. Menolon, how do you know that? Damar kav, achatav also b'chipazon. Also nechal b'chipazon. That one's eaten in haste. Ve'in acher nechal b'chipazon. After that, it's not eaten in haste. Pesach doros, noe kol shiva. Pesach Doros applies for 7 days? Am I caught? What does that mean? Ilema a Pesach. Does that go in the carbon Pesach? Pesach kol shiva miyikah? Such a thing as Pesach for 7 days? That's such a thing. That can't be right. Ela a chametz. No, it goes on the chametz. Chametz applies for 7 days. And by the way, Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no din of chametz for 7 days. There was no din like that. Ela michlal, ela chametz. Michlal, the Pesach Mitzrayim, la'el echa, besulo. What are you telling me? That in Pesach Mitzrayim, only that night they couldn't have chametz? What about the morning? They could? Vatanya, Rabbi Yosef, Lili Omer. No. Menayin le'Pesach Mitzrayim, she'en chimutzo noeg, ela yom echad. That day. That full day. Talmud lomar le'ocha chametz, v'tzamach le'ayom atem yotzim. Ela hachi chametz. Here's what it means. Laila echad, that first night, v'hu adin le'Pesach Doros. So too, every Pesach, the carbon Pesach can only be eaten at night. The chimutzo, a different did. The chimutzo and chametz kol hayom. That was the whole first day. Pesach doros, no way kol shiva. And Pesach doros applies for 7 days.
Of no, this is a
chiddush. No, it's not a chiddush at all. Not only that, what's it doing in there? This Mishnah. has talking about avodas of the Karban Pesach, and then all of a sudden we get to chametz. Okay, you forgot. There's such a thing as chametz in this masechta. We've been spending so much time on the Karban. Yeah, like on. We've done. Okay. Ready? Here we go. Okay, from now to from now through like the end of the parak, this is not easy stuff. Ready? It's complicated. Amar Yeshua, Shamati, I once heard, Shet Tumuras Pesach Kreva, you could have a Tumuras Pesach that is brought as a carbon, U Tumuras Pesach Eino Kreva, and a Tumuras Pesach that's not brought as a carbon. What's a Tumura? A Tumur is, I see an animal, I designate it for a carbon Pesach, then I see a different animal, and I change the Kedusha from the regional to the Sheni. So what happens? They both have Kedusha, and you got an Avera for that. So sometimes, it says in Yeshua, sometimes he brought the second one, sometimes he didn't.
No,
that's exactly what he means. The angel of fire, but I don't know the answer. Sometimes I bring it, and sometimes I don't. But the angel of fire, I don't understand it. I'm Rabbi Akiva, I need a fire, I'll explain it to you. Ha Pesach, the Pesach. Now, the commission doesn't want to say that somebody did not favor a mid tomorrow. So what happened? He designated an animal and he lost it.
Found a better one.
Or no, he didn't find a better one. He lost it. So therefore, without doing an avira, he lost it. So what did he do? He designated another one. That's not an avira. That's not tumura. Now he found the first one. Now what do you do? Have two carbon pesachs. He can't have two carbon pesachs. Why? What do you do? So that's the Yeshua. I heard that one. Sometimes he bring it. Sometimes he don't bring it. I don't know what the answer is.
That's not
tumura. They call it a tumura because it was exchanged. It wasn't done with the kavanah to be over on the Isra of Tamura. That's all I mean. So it says Rabbi Akiva, I'll explain it. Ha Pesach shenimtza kodem shechitas ha Pesach. If the first one was found before you brought the second one, then yira adchi yistoev. Let it get a mum. V'yimacher. V'yavi dam of shlamim. And by the way, v'chein tamura so. And the same halacha would be if it was a real tamura. Same halacha would be if it's a real tamura. You already shechted the Pesach. Now you find the first one. Now it pops up. Karev shlamim. Now you can bring it as a shlamim. And by the way, v'chein tamura so. Same thing with the tamura. What does it mean, v'chein tamura so? What does that mean? You find the tamura after you shecht the karev Pesach? What do you mean you find it? Or if it was already shechted, then you made tamura. Now you bring it as a shlamim? What does that mean exactly? And the same thing with the tamura.
You found the original after it was...
That's what we're talking about. That's the case.
Huh?
What's he adding to it? That's the case.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
He found it.
That's the case.
And then it says, and became tamura, and the same thing by tamura. What does that mean? You designated a tamura, then you lost it?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't need to know. Now, you see from here that the tamura is
Third animal.
Huh?
Third animal.
A third animal. Okay, fine.
Well, which third animal coming?
Note number 8.
Right, we got to finish. The tomorrow's daf is very, very short. So if we get a little behind, we'll catch up tomorrow. Velema, why do you say it like this? Since the tamura is tied to the real carbon Pesach, why didn't you just say Velema? Pesach Karev or Pesach Eino Karev? The Pesach is brought and Pesach is not brought. Why are you sticking in the tamura? Hakamash Malan, the answer is Ika tamura sa Pesach de lo karva. Because there could be a tamura's Pesach that's not brought. Itmar. Rava Amar. Now, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Akiva said, it depends. If it's before the Pesach is brought, or not. It's all dependent on when did you find the animal.
Right.
Right? So that's a machlokas now if Rabbi Akiva really said that. Itmar. Rabba amar kodur shechita l'acha shechita shaninu. Rabba says like our Mishnah says. Before shechita, after shechita. Rabbi Zera amar, no. Kodum chatzos ul'acha chatzos shaninu. The cutoff is chatzos.
For what?
If you find the tamur before chatzos. Or you find the tamur after chatzos. Because you can't bring the carbon Pesach before Chatzos. So if I find the Tumura before Chatzos,
Even if you did, you
what is that?
Have, 1 second. Even if you did, you have two animals.
No, so that's exactly his point. It's not two animals. Since it's before Chatzos, there's no chiyuv of carbon Pesach. As a matter, it's also to be in carbon Pesach now. So any tzibur statement that you said is nothing.
Oh, so back
it's nothing. It's nothing. Correct. Back to Tamura. Not losing it.
That you designated 4 days ago.
Correct. And now I lost it 2 days ago. And I got another one. That another one is nothing. If it's before Chatzos. Why? Because the Zman of the carbon didn't kick in yet. You can't make a tour before the Zman. That's what Zayra says that. Yeah.
The second one is nothing anyway.
Second one is nothing anyway, exactly. So you don't have to get it. Therefore, right. What?
It goes against everything because once we designate it to us, it's done.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, but not in that case.
Ula Reb Zera, Haktani Kodem Shechitas HaPesach, but it says in the Mishnah that Rabbi Akiva said if he found it before the Shechita. He didn't say, Rabbi Akiva didn't say that if he had it before Chatzos. He didn't mention Chatzos. Aim or right. You have to change the Mishnah to say Kodem Zman Shechitas HaPesach. Before the Zman of the Shechitas HaPesach, which means Chatzos. Kit Tanoi. This is a Machlokas Tanoyim. So he points out here, the Yad Malachi points out that whenever there's a machlok, whenever the Gemara says Kitanoi, then they didn't know about the Machlokas Tanoim, because if they did know about the Machlokas Tanoim,
I'm going to say the Stam Mishnah.
What?
The Kitanoi is on the Stam
Mishnah. No, Rabba and Reb Zera are arguing on something Rabbi Akiva said.
Exactly. On our Mishnah.
And Rabbi Zera had to change it. So Rabbi Zera had to change the Lashon of Rabbi Akiva to make it make sense to his Shita. So the truth is an old Tanoic Machlokas and it says the exact same thing. Now, since, okay, HaPesach Shenimtza Kodem Shechita, if the Pesach is found before Shechita, Yireh, it gets put out the pasture, Lashka Shechita, after Shechita, Yikarev, it gets brought. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no, Kodem Shechita Yireh, Kodem Chatzos Yireh, Lashka Chatzos Yikarev. The cutoff is Chatzos. Not Shechita, but rather Chatzos.
I mean, keeping over, you know what Rabbi Eliezer said.
Yeah. Next. Achar Shechitas HaPesach, the Mishnah said, after the Shechitas HaPesach, Yavi Shlomim V'chein Temuraso. Right? Now, we're going to talk about the Temura now. Ready? Amar Rava. Says Rava, Lo Shanu, we only learned that the Temura is brought by itself. Ella Shenimtza, the first one is found, Achar Shechita, after the Shechita of the second one. I had one, I made Temura. Now I have number two. I shech number two. What do I do with number one? So it depends. If number one is found after the Shechita, now Vahamar Bo, now I do Temura, La'achar Shechita, after Shechita, right? What's the story? It becomes a Shlamim. It's animal number three. It's animal number three. Yeah. I had one. I lost it. I bring two. I shecht number two. Then I find one. After the shechit, I find one. Now I turn it into a temura. So I have animal number three now. What do I do with animal number three? Shlamim. It gets brought as a shlamim. Aval nimtza kodim shechita. But if I find number one before I shecht number two, so I have two of them standing here. I didn't do an Aveiros so far. I had one, I lost it. I make a second one. Then before the Shechita, I find it. Nimtza Kodem HaShechita, V'hamir Bo, and now I do Temura. La'achar Shechita, after Shechita. Temura, so the Temura, Mikoach Kedusha Dach Yeka'asa. It came from a pushed off Kedusha. Right? Why is it pushed off? Because the Rishon was pushed off. Therefore, Lo Kreva, it's not brought. Does that make any sense?
No.
Does that make any sense?
Try this again.
Again. Aval, but. The first, I had a carbon Pesach, I lost it.
Right.
I designate a second carbon Pesach.
And you
shecht it. V'nimtza kodem shechita. I find the first Pesach before I shecht the second Pesach. Which one do I shecht? The second one. By shechting the second one, what did I do? I was dichui the first one.
Right.
I had no choice.
Right.
I pushed it off.
Right.
I was dichui the first one. The hamer bow, and now I do tamura on the first one, achar shechita, after shechita.
What are you tamura?
I don't know why you did it, but you did it.
What are you making the tamura of?
I'm exchanging the first one for a third one.
You
didn't do it. I'm not saying what you did is smart.
No, it doesn't make sense. He already has it. It was after shechita. He already has his carbon pesach.
I understand. But the other one's still sitting here. So he says, "Oh, Nebuch, this poor animal, Nebuch. You know what I'll do? I'll make a tamura out of it, and I'll save it from all the busha."
A tamura of what?
Of nothing.
Of nothing.
So therefore, tamuraso mikoach kedusha ka'asya. The tamura only flows from an animal that's already been rejected. It's already been rejected.
Right.
Therefore, lo karva. You can't bring the third one. It just can't be brought. Okay, we have to stop here.
One and three you don't bring.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, we'll stop here. We're a little behind, but we'll catch up tomorrow because tomorrow's a very short stop.
Tomorrow tonight? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning is regular time. 6:10, regular time. And we'll go to 7 and we'll dive in at 7. Okay?
We're going in three.
Everyone have a very good day.